is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Schools are closed today in Douglas County after hundreds of teachers called in absent. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
An estimated 40% of teachers requested substitutes to protest recent actions by the school board's new conservative majority, and a rally is planned for this afternoon. Members of the board allege the president and vice president admitted to meeting privately with the superintendent to inform him to quit or be fired. They say the private meeting violated Colorado's open meetings law. 65 principals and office staff also wrote a letter to the board regarding a recent decision to change the district's equity policy. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more on the teachers' protest at CPR.org. School districts in Mesa and Adams counties and in Littleton are ending their requirements that students wear masks at school. They joined the Cherry Creek School District in ending the mandates. Douglas County Schools ended its mask order in December. Other districts around the state are considering the move. Masking is still mandatory in Denver Public Schools, despite a citywide lift on the mandate for other indoor spaces. Colorado could get millions of dollars in federal grants to create jobs for plugging abandoned oil and gas wells. CPR's Miguel Otárola has details.
The funding is from the bipartisan infrastructure bill and focuses on so-called orphaned wells, which can leak methane and other contaminants if they're not plugged. That includes 625 sites in Colorado, some of which need to be restored to their original state. A spokesperson with the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says the state will apply for $25 million in initial grants, which are expected to be disbursed in June. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The conversion of a steel mill in Pueblo to run on solar power is making progress. It's about 15% complete. The Evraz plant makes steel rail for train tracks. When the solar conversion is complete and 750,000 solar panels power the operation, the plant is expected to produce more than 1 billion pounds of steel every year. We expect to hear from President Biden in just a few minutes with more about a raid on ISIS. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.